Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There will be no Olympic Games in Boston in the summer of 2024. The U.S. Olympic Committee has decided to choose another American city to bid for the Games after it and Boston organizers mutually agreed to end Boston's bid. That decision came shortly after Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said he was not ready to sign a contract that would have made the city responsible for any cost overruns.
If committing to signing a guarantee today is what's required to move forward, then Boston is no longer pursuing the 2024 Olympic and Paralympic Games.
Before announcing the decision, the USOC also spoke with Governor Baker, who had yet to take a position on bringing the Games here. He said, though, that he needed to review the findings of a consulting group hired by the state.
We made very clear in March what our time frame was associated with this, and we made pretty clear that we were not going to have this report until sometime around the beginning of August. And nobody ever said that was a problem until about a week ago.
Joining us this morning to discuss the politics of the death of the Olympic proposal for Boston are WBUR's political analyst, Republican strategist Todd Domke. Morning, Todd.
Good morning, Deb.
Also, Democratic strategist Dan Payne. Hi there, Dan.
Nice to see you, Deb.
Okay, we just heard Governor Baker say that the USOC had not previously told him that it could not wait until next month for his commitment. But the USOC had said that an increase in public support was required to proceed. Was there really optimism that Boston 2024 could win over voters?
No, I don't think there was any real hope for a comeback. The Boston 2024 committee lost credibility over a long period of time and then lost even more credibility when news coverage exposed a series of falsehoods in their first bid that they expected a huge deficit, but then later they acted as if they expected a big profit, that they told the USOC there were various ways they could prevent a referendum from happening, despite their publicly saying they favored a referendum. And if voters passed the referendum to ban public funding, the secret first bid said they could go to the legislature or courts to thwart the will of the voters. So criticism then surged with these revelations, and the Boston 2024 committee couldn't win public support when it was revealed that they had been so misleading.
Hmm. Well, the WBUR poll, which was crucial in this drama, right from the beginning, showed that public opinion was very stable. Ever since March, a majority of Greater Boston opposed the idea of bringing the Olympics here. And so no matter what the bid committee said, the public was locked into opposing it.
So do you think that more support from political leaders would have made a difference here? The primary cheerleaders were the Boston 2024 group. Mayor Walsh said he supported the concept, but he wasn't really out in front. You know, as we heard from Governor Baker, he was waiting for this independent analysis. Would this have been a big deal?
Well, the mayor said many times that he backed the Games. The governor was more slippery. Sometimes he seemed to be for it. Other times he was skeptical. And he ultimately passed the buck to a consulting group, the Brattle Group, to assess the finances that were being promoted by Boston 2024. But even as popular as Baker was, popularity doesn't transfer easily in among the public. If it did, endorsements would work 100% of the time.
The release of the full secret 1.0 bid proved what
the first bid.
That's right. Proved what had been evident, that Mayor Walsh was totally behind and involved with the Boston 2024 committee. And some of his public comments about the grassroots opposition denigrating the activists, as in his words, just 10 people on Twitter, showed he was on board. But the mayor's support didn't boost public support. WBUR polls show that most Bostonians continue to oppose the bid. Whether Governor Baker could have changed the polls is a question that can't be answered. He's very popular, but to shift public opinion from a majority against to a majority for, that would have required a strong campaign by the governor.
Well, let's talk about what that does to these two political leaders politically. In terms of the mayor, is he injured at all now, sort of being in support, maybe not quite on the front line, but being in support of the Olympic bid and then sort of saying, nope, we're not picking up the tab for any cost overruns? And does the governor look as if he was being thoughtful or indecisive?
Well, some of the activists that the mayor insulted many former supporters of his see him very differently now. They think he sided with the political insiders, the developers, the establishment against majority opinion. He still has the advantage of being the incumbent mayor, and in Boston that's usually a huge advantage, but he used up some political capital in this battle and now looks more vulnerable for re-election. He might have to face a candidate like City Councilor Tito Jackson, who emerges more popular out of this controversy.
Well, the mayor made mistakes along the way. He issued a gag order on city employees fairly early and then had to withdraw it. He said that the bid would get 70% approval in this city. I think that was about 50 points higher than it might have gotten. He gratuitously denigrated social media, claiming that only 10 people use Twitter to oppose the games. That's like saying only 10 people are unhappy with the Red Sox. It was a complete misunderstanding of Twitter.
And the governor, indecisive or deliberative? What are we saying about Governor Baker and how this whole thing might affect him politically?
Well, Baker seemed relieved that the torch of decision-making would not be passed to him after all. He was decisively indecisive, let's say. He wanted the Brattle Group consulting firm to evaluate the risks and give him a report. And the same with the legislative leaders. They all wanted to be able to say that an independent analysis came to a clear conclusion. Now, that's $250,000 tax dollars down the drain, but buying time for the governor and the legislature so they didn't have to alienate either side in this polarizing debate, they probably think it's money well spent.
Now, one other potential political figure, former political figure in all of this, Boston 2024 Chair Steve Pagliuca. He was once a Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate. Is this a second failed campaign for him? Do you think we'll hear from him again in political circles? What does he come off looking at looking like after this?
Well, I don't think Pagliuca will be eager to run for office after this. His strategist in both failed campaigns, Doug Rubin, put him in a no-win position on this. As Pagliuca proved in the Fox debate, he wasn't too persuasive. He kept saying the opposition was guilty of hyperbole. But 1 week later, it's not hyperbole to say that Boston 2024 blew it.
Well, you know, finishing last in the Senate primary after spending $7 million, and then he followed it up with a $14 million Olympics bid that failed and didn't get a majority in either case, those don't look good on your political resume. So I expect he'll be going back to Bain Capital to make millions and millions. And he'll take his usual courtside seat at Celtics games, where he's the part owner. And the Celtics have about as much chance of winning the championship as Boston does getting the Olympics.
All right. WBUR's political analysts Todd Domke and Dan Payne, thanks for being with us this morning to discuss the end of Boston's bid for the 2024 Summer Olympics.
Good to be with you.
You're welcome.